Hello. Daughter of the King here from Tennessee. It's been a long time, but I still been listening daily. Congratulations, Brian and Jig, on 20 years. I know I've been listening for at least 13 years or more. Deborah family, I'm calling for prayer requests. I would be taking my state board exam for marriage and family therapy. Whoop, whoop. It's never too late to pursue your dreams. God is faithful, and He promised to bless us even in our latter
years. This is Hands to Heaven. With another stone for your pouch, for when the giants in your life try to overwhelm you. This one is based on Colossians 1, 13 and 14. For He has rescued us from the one who rules in the kingdom of darkness, and He has brought us into the kingdom of His dear Son. God has purchased our freedom with His blood and has forgiven all our sins. Here's your declaration. I am completely forgiven. Not partially, not momentarily, completely. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Zaltily, Hallie, on the 11th of October, and I just wanted to thank Brian and Jill for broadcasting from Turkey. We got to go on this trip the end of May, but I think yours is more detailed. I don't remember the river, but I really enjoyed. We did go to the Sophia, and need to know that it means wisdom. I think I might have known that already because my son-in-law's Greek. But interesting how you went to the restaurant, how well they treated you, and how they gave you a playlist of American songs. Anyway, thank you so much for going to all the trouble to bring everything with you, and it's just a real blessing, and just I want to thank you again.
Good morning. I want to lift up Jackie, who was called in for as she just found out she has a brain tumor after having some headaches. That is definitely very devastating, and I'm sure her family is just devastated. But there is hope in the Lord, and so we want to pray for that and lean into that. So, Lord, we stand on your hope. We stand on the death of your Son, Jesus Christ, that allows us to come to you and make requests on our behalf, on other people's behalves. So we lift up Jackie. We lift up her brain tumor, and we ask that it just be either disappear, or the doctors will be able to remove it, and that it would be benign and wouldn't have spread, wouldn't be cancerous. We speak the name of Jesus over her head and her body, and we just ask for full restoration and healing, Lord. The method is up to you. We just ask for healing. In your Son's name I pray. Amen.
Good morning. This is Marilyn calling from New Hampshire on Sunday, October 12th. I'm calling for kind of emergency prayer for my daughter, our daughter Bree. She's been in the ICU in Boston for 4 days for many issues. Her liver is not well, respiratory, blood count, just a lot of issues going on in Bree's body right now. So she's in the ICU, just praying that, thank you, God, that you will bring her out of this. But I could really, Ken and I could really covet your prayers right now for complete healing in Bree. She does need a miracle, and she needs salvation. So thank you for praying for Bree, and we pray for Brian and Jill, Turkey. But we just thank you and praise you for healing prayer, complete deliverance and healing prayer for our daughter Bree, in Jesus' name. And we love you guys, and thank you for your prayers. We need them. And prayers for us strengthen us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for October 10th. What does it mean to believe the Word of God is what accomplishes the work of God in the lives of our children? Certainly, it means that we do our part to expose our children to the Word of God, but it also means that we trust the Word of God to do its work in them. We trust the Word to convict, convince, and challenge them. It may not happen in our preferred time frame or in our preferred way, but we trust it to work. We let up on our reminding and manipulating and cajoling, and instead lean into praying and trusting and waiting for God to work in our children's lives through His Word. Lord, forgive us for operating in our children's lives as if our words are what they need most, and as if our words have the power to bring the deep growth and change that is needed. It's your word that is needed most, your word that has the power to bring real and lasting change. I love you, family.
Yo, Kingdom Singer Daniel, yo. Man, yo. I feel you, yo. Man. Wow. I pray that God continues to give you the peace. It can only come from Him, man. I don't have no words that can take away the pain. I only ask that God continues to give you the peace that comes from His presence in your heart. And that some kind of way this is going to work out for your good. I love you. And I definitely feel you.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch for when the giants in your life try to overcome you. This one is based on Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued to extend faithful love to you. Here's your declaration. I am tenderly loved by God. You know, if you have children, you learn one thing really quickly. No matter how many foolish things they do, no matter how hard they break your heart, they are always your child, and you will always love them. That's the way God loves us, only times a million. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Some say I'm a broken man, a total failure without a plan. But on God's word, I choose to stand, and I place my whole life in His hands. Shrouded in darkness, seeking the light, I try every day to do what's right. And even on my darkest night, I know things are going to be all right. Because God's right here beside me without fail. Though storms appear and strong winds assail, no matter what may be the tale, no weapon formed can now prevail. Because He hides me in the secret place, and He showers mercy, love, and grace. He gives me strength to run the race, and all my sins He's now erased. So though I appear to be a broken man who's failed a lot, I do have a plan. I place my life inside God's hand, and on His word by faith I stand. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Good afternoon, Daily Audio Bible. This is Karen in Florida. I'm just wanting to ask if you could please pray for my daughter. Her name is Rochelle, and she is about 8.5 months pregnant, and she has a severe ear infection to the point where she has blisters inside of her ear, on her eardrum. She has been taking some medication, but of course, because she's pregnant, she can't really take much to try and make this better. So it's gone from being one blister to now she has two blisters on her ear. In her eardrum. So please lift up my daughter Rochelle and ask the Lord to heal her ear. She is not a believer, so I'm just praying that maybe even this healing could be such a miracle to her that she would turn her heart back to Jesus. Thank you. I appreciate your prayers.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch. For when the giants in your life try to overwhelm you.
This one is based on 2 Corinthians 5:20. So we are Christ's ambassadors, God making his appeal, as it were, through us. We, as Christ's personal representatives, beg you for his sake to lay hold of the divine favor now offered you and be reconciled to God. Here's your declaration. I am Christ's ambassador. You know, if you look up the meaning of the word ambassador, one of the definitions is an authorized representative or messenger. We are God's representatives here on earth. People are looking at us and making their decisions about who God is based on who we are in him. We're also his messengers. We have his message, his precious message. And as we are able, we need to be sharing it, because the sand in the hourglasses is running down. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Howdy, DAB family. This is Darren from College Station, Texas. I'm calling in regards to prayer for my marriage and for my family. Last night, I sought forgiveness from my wife for joining a business without discussing it with her first. And now that I see that she does not want to join this business, I have started the process to cancel this business. But she is very set and very hurt, as she has a right to be upset and a right to be hurt, because I joined the business without consulting her first. But I am trying to make things right, and I would just ask that I receive prayer for her forgiveness and for restoration between us. Thank you, family. Bye.
You are everything that's anything, and everything that's anything is nothing without you. Given tender mercies every day made new. Mold and shape this broken vessel according to your will. Speak to my inner restlessness and tell it, peace be still. Hide me under the shadow of your wings while you mend my broken heart. Fill me with your word and son while your Holy Spirit gives me a brand new start. Thank you, Father, for not throwing me away, because that's truly what I deserve. But I'm fully committed now, 100%, and it's only you I'll serve. I will lift my little light way up high and let the whole world know that for me there is no other way, and I'm glad that it is so. Because you are everything that's anything, and everything that's anything is nothing without you. Full of tender mercies, every day made new. Mold and shape this broken vessel according to your will. Speak to my inner restlessness and tell it, peace be still. Praises, glory, and honor forever to you are due for giving us tender mercies every day made new. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 12th to pray over our children. Never stop praying, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. As parents, we love to fix things. When we see a problem in our children's life, we dig into our toolkit of parenting strategies, good advice, behind-the-scenes intervention, and new sets of rules, seeking to pull out what will do the job. And of course, there's nothing wrong with any of these tools. It's just that often our quick reliance on these methods takes the need of our child into our own hands rather than placing them into God's hands. Throughout the scriptures, we're encouraged to depend on God through prayer. Never stop praying, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Keep on praying, Romans 12:12. Devote yourselves to prayer, Colossians 4:2. Pray in the Spirit at all times on every occasion, Ephesians 6:18. According to Jesus, we should always pray and never give up, Luke 18:1. In other words, our needs, as well as those of our family and the world, should keep us in a constant spirit of dependence expressed through prayer. To be continued.
Hey guys, it's Spark. Thank you so much for all of your prayers from the bottom of my heart and my family's. My son is doing well, and grace be to God, we're going to get to have him around for a little while, and just grateful. He's got a road ahead of him, but God is with him, and he is strong. He's strong in his faith and his drive, and most of all, I want to thank God for a young lady's family who is so kind and so sweet in a moment of loss like this. That is God, and their support has been amazing, and it is a true testimony that in all of our difficulty, I look to them for strength, because I cannot imagine. So God is alive. God is well, and he is here. And thank you again. I will continue to pray for you guys. I will continue to hit my knees and be so grateful for this day that God has made. And may we live like that to serve. And thank you again. I love y'all so much. Bye.
My name is Peter. I'm from the northeast of the UK, northeast of England. I've just listened to September 8th. I'm over a month behind. But I've just listened to the prayer request from someone praying for Brian and Shannon about an incurable disease. I'm here to say that God is a God of gods and Lord of lords, and with God nothing shall be impossible. Amen.
Hello, it's Anne in Texas, family, and I have a prayer need update. Sorry to add to the mix. There's a 50-50 chance I can have my shoulder, it's fractured in three places, heal without a shoulder replacement in about 2 weeks. The surgeon will reevaluate. I won't ever have full range of motion, but I would like it to heal and not have to have a full shoulder replacement. And my husband just is recovering from having a kidney stone surgery. And he found out he has a tumor in the other kidney, and the surgeon said it's 90% a tumor that is cancerous, so they have to schedule surgery for removing that, and hopefully it will remove everything. So we are just in shock. We've both been in a lot of pain. I'm in pain all the time because both of my arms are injured, and I can use only my left arm a little bit, about halfway. So I think we're both in shock and frightened and very, very overwhelmed. So please pray my husband will be fine, and God will help my shoulder to heal without a shoulder replacement, and he will turn things around for us and give us merciful healing. Thank you so much, family. I love you.
Hey, all, it's Lennox from California again. I wanted to call in to pray one more time for his precious imam in the UK, who is suffering from kidney failure, kidney disease, possibly requiring dialysis and kidney transplant. I wanted to tell you that I've been through those things. I was on dialysis for a long time, And now I've had a kidney transplant for a long time, and I know the life. And so I'd like to pray for you again with everybody here. Oh, Father, God with us. So many of us on this incredible app, the Daily Audio Bible, suffer from the same things, which is shocking and incredibly encouraging, because we know that we are never really alone in the darkness. Would you be involved in filling us with your strength as we are visited by discouragement or fatigue or from exhaustion? Help us to remember in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Find me on the prayer wall if you need me. Amen.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in October 10th to pray over our children. We never stop thanking God that when you received his message from us, you didn't think of our words as mere human ideas. You accepted what we said as the very word of God, which of course it is, and this word continues to work in you who believe. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Paul, Silas, and Timothy had come to Thessalonica and brought the good news. It was not only with words, but also with power, for the Holy Spirit gave you full assurance that what we said was true. Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Now everywhere they went, they kept running into people who told them about the Thessalonians' faith in God. And for that, Paul, Silas, and Timothy couldn't stop thanking God. They thanked him that when they brought the gospel to Thessalonica, the people there received it. They didn't think of it as just another human idea. Instead, they heard it and received it as the very word of the one true God. And what made Paul so very grateful was that the reports he heard confirmed that the word of God was continuing to work in those who believed. The word itself was living and active in them. It was producing joyful endurance, even as they were persecuted by the people around them. Clearly, Paul really believed that the word of God is powerful. When people receive the words of Scripture as the word of God, when they come under its authority and welcome its cleansing, empowering work, they begin to change. To be continued. Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for October 12th. Of course, this charge to never stop praying speaks to more than simply the ongoing nature of prayer throughout the day. It also challenges us not to give up on prayer. Don't give up praying that your child will truly know God in a genuine way. Don't give up praying that your child will open up God's word on his or her own. Don't give up praying that God will give your child friends who will be companions in the pursuit of godliness. Don't give up praying that God will give your child the grace for singleness or for marriage. Don't give up praying that God will convict your child of sin and provide power to overcome it. Don't give up praying that God will develop in your child a love for his or her church, as well as a passion to reach a lost world with the gospel. Give up fixing, but never give up praying. Give up worrying, but never stop praying. Give up despairing, but never stop praying. Lord, forgive us for acting as if parenting our children is all up to us. It just isn't. We are fully dependent on you to give us everything we need to parent our children wisely and well. I love you, family.
This is Hands to Heaven with another stone for your pouch for when the giants in your life rise up. It's based on 2 Corinthians 2:15. For to God we are the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. On the one-year milestone of my son's death, the Lord led me to look up some information about roses. And one of the things I learned was how they make rose oil. The petals of a rose are crushed, shredded, or bruised, and then they're dropped in a jar of oil. Then they submerge the jar of oil in boiling water, and they repeat the process. The more you repeat it, the stronger the fragrance grows. When life gets hard and we're crushed and bruised and shredded, that's when we have the opportunity to allow the fragrance of God to intensify in our lives. When the boiling water of trials comes into our lives, we can be used by God in an even more powerful way. If we rest in the oil of His anointing, we will exude more of His presence as the enemy applies the heat of trials and suffering to our lives. The more trials we experience, the more potent our Christ-like fragrance can become. Today is October 13th. It's a one-year milestone in our sister Susan God's Yellow Flowers life as well. It's also just 4 days into a journey for our brother in Christ, Daniel. Susan and Daniel, I'm praying for you both. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown. And we're looking at the books of the Bible. And we're looking at the Nicene Creed and other things that the Old Testament churches had to ordain. And also we're looking at people who had requests for prayer. And one that stuck out for me was a man that, he's brokenhearted, and his son has died. And I ask you to reach out to this man and wrap him in your arms of prayer. As community, we have that responsibility to love one another as we have been loved. And I ask you to lift up this man. Lift him up in your prayers. And I will also lift him up in my prayers. And then also, Brian and Jill are on this excursion, on this, it's not really an excursion, but they need our prayers so that they can be strong during this time. And so let's gather around Brian and Jill and all the people who are in this.
Hi, DAB. It's Emmy in Illinois. Just calling in with an update. I'm actually on my way to drop my daughter off with my husband. But we will be having dinner together with my stepsons. Which I have not seen in 3 weeks since I left. God seems to be moving in my husband's heart, but I'm still leery of whether it's just more manipulative behavior to bring me home or if it's truly God's leading. I know God can do miracles, but I'm struggling to know what to do and how to go about it. Because my husband does want to work on things, or at least he says he does, and I'm open to working on them, but I'm not opening to go back home, to go back into the cycle of things. So I'm needing to find kind of temporary housing that's something that we can potentially be closer to home, but something that's more affordable or can be month-to-month lease so that once I'm ready and truly believe that God is working, that we can go home sooner than signing a 6 month or a year lease. So if you could just pray that God would lead, that He would open doors and He would direct me to know whether or not this is lies, this is manipulation, intentional or not, but that He would lead me in the best way for myself and my daughter. I know God hates divorce, but He also hates seeing His children hurt and abused. verbally, mentally, emotionally. So please just pray that God would.
I got two calls trying to record this, and it ruined the recording. But I am going to talk to my father straight in front of you, just as you can. Father God, I ask that we take every moment of this life and we speak life into each other. Father God, I ask that you take every bad circumstance that comes on our heart and thinks that it ruins our lives. We ask that you erase that. Father, we ask that you take every illness and we ask that you erase that. God, you didn't see there was an illness. Father, you said you're coming to me. Lord, I ask that you just replace our mindset. You replace our thought process of how we wake up in the morning, God. How do we sit there and we wake up and we're tired and we're rude to people, we're angry at people, we're mad about our circumstances, God, when you tell us to just pass this treasure on. Pass this treasure on, God. Father, you tell us to tell them the reason why we are so happy, why we're rich, why we have gold, God, why we are who we are. You ask us to do that, and we're shy about that. Father God, ask us not to be scared to weep. Ask us not to be scared to clap. And Father God, may we just worship the amazing person you ask us to be.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for a lady. She called in regards to her sister who has lesions in her body, and she's praying that they're all benign. So God, go before us. Go before this sister of ours. She don't even know she's our sister yet. That she will have the audacity to show up at the doctor's office claiming victory, claiming power over her body, that your good and perfect will be done in her life, God. No matter what the outcome, we're going to praise you. We're going to honor you. While we're waiting, we're going to worship you and we're going to honor you. No matter what the doctors say, we're going to worship you and we're going to honor you. We have no other recourse. God, show yourself strong. And we will definitely give you all the glory and praise and honor that's due your name, God. Thank you for hearing each and every prayer today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for meeting us in the middle of our hard times. Thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us, but always being by our side. We cling to you. We trust you to carry us through. Bring us into a place of security. We place our trust in you and lean on your goodness and kindness. We trust you to rescue us at all times. It is by your hand that we find the victory we long for. Whether you take us out of the storm or strengthen us within the storm, help us to hold on tight to you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Casey, the single-minded plumber, your words are very profound and heavy and thought-provoking. You said, I can't quote you exactly, but you don't know how awesome the mercies of God is unless you know how much of a wretch you are. That is amazing, and I'm going to be thinking about that and praying about that this week, because I know how much of a wretch I am. I know the filthy rags that I carry because of my sin. But I know that the mercy of the Lord is immense for him to be able to shed his blood to cover a wretch like me. Thank you for saying that.
Hey, Dab family, this is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. And I wanted to lift up some of the dabbers that are going through some very hard times with grief right now. I would like to lift up Kingdom Seeker Daniel after the loss of his son. I want to lift up his son's mother, Viola, his sister, Sheena, Bianca, and Hannah. Lord, we just ask that you would just wrap them up in your wings and you would give them comfort and you would give them a peace that surpasses all understanding. And we pray for the salvation of Viola, Bianca, Hannah, and Sheena. We pray that you would just reveal yourself to them in a mighty way, come to them in dreams, visions, and visitations. But just be there for this family during this very difficult time. I also would like to lift up Christy after the loss of her husband, Tim. Sister, we love you, and we just pray that the Lord would just wrap you up in his wings and give you comfort, give you peace that surpasses all understanding, and just be there with you and just love on you. We just ask all these things in Yeshua's mighty, matchless name. Amen.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kate from Ohio. Kyle from Pennsylvania. What a blessing. Man, that really choked me up. God bless you and your daughter. Bless your whole family. God, I ask that you be with all the doctors and nurses, the whole team, that they will come up with a plan with your guidance for this heart surgery. God, we're praying for the aftercare, no infection, no excessive bleeding. Everything will line up exactly how you have designed it. Thank you for being such a faithful and kind God. Thank you, Lord. And Dabbers, I ask that as you pray for my son, and I'm praying for all those who are in any branch of the service, with the government shut down, it affects your pay. It affects those who work for the government. Everything. This is just a scary time. My son asked me to pray, and I've been praying for him, and what I've thought about, there's a song that a lady sings, and she says, while I'm waiting, I'll worship you. So I'm encouraging all of us, while we're waiting for whatever we're waiting for, let's worship God. Let's give him all the glory and praise and honor that he's deserving of. And just watch God work in our lives. And our faith is going to increase. God bless you.
Hey, DAB family. It's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. It is just after midnight on Saturday, October 11th. And I hope you all are doing well. I cannot believe I didn't call this in sooner. But you guys, my mom got admitted to the hospital due to severely low white blood count and a fever. She went in Tuesday for her treatment, got labs, as usual, and the white blood count was, like, literally almost zero. So they said, you know, if you have any symptoms at all, come back immediately and we're going to admit you. And, well, Thursday morning, she spiked a fever. So back to Columbus she went. She's there now. And I'm praying you guys hear this on the community prayer for this week. If you don't, you know, God knows. And yeah, so work is beating me up. I'm exhausted. My feet have never hurt so bad in my life. I have no place to sit. 8 hours a day of standing minus my half an hour break. It's brutal. I really need the funds to get some new shoes that are more supportive. Yeah. There's just a lot of things I need income for, and this is only 15 an hour. So it's just a lot. But I'm exhausted, and it's hard to put thoughts together because I've worked now 3 days in a row, and I have to work 2 more in a row, so I'm going to get off here. I'll talk to you guys later and try to keep you guys updated. But other than that, bye for now. Have a great weekend. Abba's daughter, Sadie M.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Joyful in Virginia, and I was calling with an urgent prayer request. My sister, just the other day, she went... she felt like she needed to leave, that she was being framed for something, and wanted to get out so there would be, she would have an alibi. And she took my mom to my Aunt Ruthie's, and it's seeming like she's having a mental breakdown or something, and I know that God can heal her. And so I'm just praying that she's been doing good, but she's just got out of this really bad relationship, and she just might need some time away, but things are starting to change her story and stuff. So if you could just pray that God would heal that broken part of her mental health, and he would make her whole. I'm feeling overwhelmed because I can't just take over everything. Anyways, just keep us in your prayers. Thank you. I love you all. And Junk to Treasure, you came into my heart today, and I said a prayer for you. I hope you're doing well. And I haven't been listening to anything but the ones at the end, and I hope you're doing wonderful. Anyways, Lord, would you bless Junk to Treasure? And that I know they have a lot going on, and would you just bring your goodness and your kindness and just fill them up? In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Dabbers, it's Fearfully and Wonderfully Made from Winchester, Virginia. And there was a woman that called in. She had a situation with her bank card. She's a new caller, new to Dab, and she was requesting prayer for her adult son who's going through a divorce. Sweet woman, I just want to say, keep reaching out to him. Let him know that you love him. Let him know that God loves him. Regardless of what he's doing in his life right now, that's what Jesus would want you to do. I was a product of my family being estranged from them when I went through my divorce, and it was the most hurtful, most painful, most traumatic thing I've ever been through in my life. And it was the time that I really needed my family surrounding me and loving me and praying for me and lifting me up. We have a relationship now, and it's beautiful, and I love it. But that was one of the most hurtful, traumatic things that has ever happened to me as an adult. So please keep reaching out to him. Please keep loving on him and just lift him up in prayer daily and let him know that you're there for him, for support. That's what Jesus would want you to do. Dear Heavenly Father, I just lift this mother up and her son up to you in prayer, dear God, that you would give them guidance and wisdom on how to handle this situation going forward, and that they would glorify you in forgiveness and loving him just as he is. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we want to offer up prayers for safety for all of our community of knee benders in this wonderful Dab Nation who have to travel for business or other purposes, Lord. We know that there is oftentimes high anxiety when people are traveling, whether it be from crowded airports or congested highways, other drivers who are not respectful of people on the road, for detours and road closures and all the things that can come, delays in the airplanes and all the things that come with all the modes of transportation, Lord. We are asking that you calm people's nerves, give them direct paths of safety. Put your hand in each one of their travel plans, Lord, that they are laid out in under your perfect will, that there will be a hedge of protection around them. Lord, your scriptures say in Psalms, I believe it's 121:8, that you offer us protection for now and furthermore, Lord, and that's what we're asking for all of those who are traveling. Heavenly Father, bring them safely to and from their destinations, Lord, and let them remember to give you praise each time. Thank you, Father, for listening to our prayers.
Hi, Jesse. This is Kay from Ohio. Man, can I say congratulations to you for putting everything out? The devil lost again because he can't keep tormenting you about what you put out in the air for every intercessor to grab and hold on and lift up to our Savior and our King. God, I ask that you be with Jesse as he tries to figure out what to do next. I pray that you put people into his life, send him to a Christian counselor that so he can see it and he can hear it and know what his next steps are, because you can't give him discernment if he won't follow through with it. So he needs to know what he needs, what he's hearing, who he's hearing from, and what to do next. God, I ask that you be with his children, because what they see is going to be learned behavior, and they're just going to pick up these generational curses and keep it going, God. So I pray that every generational curse dies today with Jesse, that he would choose life over death and say, I want to be better. Please be with his significant other, that they will not be hurt another day. Burnout will not be there, and that they can talk through it and possibly get counseling together, so that his significant other will show the love of Christ and that all around her will be saved, healed, set free, and delivered. God, God bless you, Jesse. Keep trusting in God. You're doing a great job.
Grace and peace, DAB. This is Chosen Latina from New York. This is a special shout out to Brian and Jill. Oh my God, I am so excited, elated that you guys are filming. The history and expected to be seen in virtual of all of the places that you guys are traveling to. I was just talking to a friend yesterday about, you know, responsibilities of leadership, ministry. Sometimes we get burned out. And I was just talking to her about passion. And I have an unquenching thirst and hunger for church history. And you, I just felt like you guys are like answering my prayers. I have not, because of finances, had the been fortunate enough to travel to Israel, but at least with these videos that you're taking, I can feel like I am somehow visiting there. I could see it, and I absolutely cannot wait. I pray, Father God, that you will give Jill, Brian, and everyone that's traveling, Father God, that you will refresh them, give them supernatural strength and energy, and eliminating all jet lag, Father God. Any obstacles, hindrances, and on their trip, Father God, that you will just do miracles, one miracle after the other, that everything will go smooth and sailing, and God just bless all of them. Let it be an unforgettable experience. Amen, in Jesus' mighty name.
Good day, Dabbers. It is Fearfully and Wonderfully Made in Winchester, Virginia. And as I'm sitting here listening to the prayers on Daily Audio Bible, I thought back to 5 years ago, 4 years ago, whenever COVID hit. And I'm a nurse, and I was going into the hospital that night, and I was terrified. I was scared. I called in for prayer. And there was a couple that called in a couple of days after, and they prayed over me. And I just wanted to give you an update. That was such a special, special prayer to me. And shortly after that, God provided a job for me to work from home as a nurse, making more money, less stress, and I'm still in that position today. And I just want to thank that couple so, so much for your encouragement and your prayers over me. Also, it reminded me that no matter what life might seem like at the time, God has got this, and there are people lifting you up in prayer. And today I will go around without a mask on. COVID was, I believe, it was dangerous to some people, but we should have trusted in God more than we did, and we relied on man's information to us. And I just wanted to give a big shout out to that couple that prayed over me and the whole Dab community. You guys are amazing. You're wonderful. And I just love the way we all lift each other up. Brian, Jill, thank you so much for this platform. We love you. Travel safe and God bless.
Father God, we come before you on behalf of Susan Gajellaflower. Her daughter has a genetic disorder for blindness. Father God, we ask for you to protect her children against having this genetic imbalance, Lord, that they will not suffer with it. We ask first and foremost, Lord God, for healing for this. It is not, disease is not of you. And we know that you have control over everything in this universe. And we ask for you to reverse this process. But if it not be your will, Lord, we ask that her spiritual eyesight increase, what if her natural eyesight is going to continue to decrease. Let her draw close to you, Lord. Let every minute of her day be where she is strengthening herself in the Lord, and that she will adapt quickly and easily with all kinds of resources, Father God, at her fingertips to help her in this process. We ask for comfort and peace to come upon this mother's heart, because I know full well what this feels like to have a child suffering. My daughter was panic-stricken and suffered so much depression each day as her eyesight got worse, and now she can hardly see anything, Lord. And so we're asking for healing for these people, Lord Jesus, within our community, these loving children of yours, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hey, Dab family, this is Kristen, aka Christ in Me. You know, I've been kind of quiet lately, but I am praying in the background. You know, several of us are going through some stuff, and it seems to be repeating itself over and over and over. And I ask myself, why does this stuff keep happening? Why is it just over and over these things are happening to the same people? You know, I think about the word trust. I know they probably already have the word for next year, but trust is a good word. We need to trust in the Lord. So often, as part of our trauma from our past, we want to take control of the situation. We want to take it into our own hands, and we don't let it go. But we've got to let it go, and we need to learn to trust the Lord. And I think that for some people, that's the lesson. That's what the Lord is trying to teach us, is to trust. And I'm not perfect. I don't always trust. I try to, you know, because of my past, I want to take control. But I have to let it go and give it to the Lord and just trust in Him.
I don't know, I just felt like I needed to record this. Lord, I just ask that you would give the Dabbers an extra ability to trust in you. Help them. In Yeshua's mighty name, amen.
Hello, my wonderful Dab family. This is Covered in His Blood. And today is October the 13th. I just listened to today's podcast, and I just want to lift up KSD and his ex-wife and his other his daughters. And I want to just pray that God would just draw you guys closer and just mend any kind of pain that you guys are going through. And I also just continue to just lift up D2 because now he is healed and he doesn't have to worry about battling mental illness. And I want to pray for your heart, KSD. I want to pray that God would just give you the strength to keep you covered in wisdom, strength, favor, and love, and just wrap you up in his arms and let you know that you are not to blame for your past. We were healed. We were forgiven for all of our sins, those known and unknown. And me and my family are praying for your family. And we want to also pray for baby Caleb. He is still in the womb. Lord God, we're asking you to do what the doctors say is impossible. We're asking you to reverse anything that the doctors say is wrong with him and just get his baby strength. Give him life, Lord. Bring him to full term and let him just be a healthy baby. And we want to also pray for Christy from Kentucky. We love you, keeping you covered in love and prayer. And I also want to pray for anybody that's battling a lost mental illness. I pray, Lord, we all need you. We need you to do on earth what it is in heaven, Lord. And we just pray for traveling grace and safe.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family and friends. This is Kelly from Long Beach, California. I'm calling to ask for prayer. Some people might think it's crazy, but you know, I just turned 63 on September 30th. I need prayer that for healing of sensitivity. I just never thought about this before. I just always been a sensitive kid, and people will say things to me as an adult, and really let it bother me. But sometimes, you know, when I see somebody like at one job I used to work, and they were doing things wrong, the supervisor said, hey, let these things bother you. Because I seem like they're doing a lot of stuff that's wrong, devious. But I always have been a sensitive person, and I really need help for being healed of sensitivity. Not to, you know, take everything so serious, and that's why I don't have too many friends like I wish I had. But, yeah, thank you, everyone, and have a happy Monday. Take care and good night.
Hello, this is SJ by the Sea with Jesus. I'm calling for a prayer request for my friend, Cammy. On the 14th, she's going to have a PET scan. They're checking for cancer to see where it is. So we're just praying that there is no cancer. And I'm praying for a friend, Adrian. They're having financial issues, so please pray for them. And I'm praying for you guys in the background. Thank you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rose, O'Brien, and Jill. I can't even begin to tell you how much I have appreciated going on this amazing journey with you. I had the privilege 7 years ago to go on an Orthodox pilgrimage with my church, and everywhere you're going is just bringing back such incredible memories. Thank you. Thank you so very much. I love you. I am so grateful to God for bringing DAB into my family, into my life over 10 years ago. And I just love you all so much. On a side note, I would
like to ask for prayer. I just buried my younger brother this week, and some family dynamics have come out. And family, you know, you're more my family sometimes than my family, but they are my family, and I just need some prayer for reconciliation. So thank you so much. I love you all, and make it a blessed, blessed week.
Hey, Daily Bible family. I've been listening to, I think it's August 11th or 12th. There are two prayer requests that are heavy on my heart, and I wanted to pray for them now. So, Lord, I lift up Jill and Mike and their daughter Amy, and especially their son Carlos, who is incarcerated and is, as far as I can tell, has to do with drugs, and he has not moved away from drugs yet. Lord, that is a very, it's just a huge separation in the family and a weight on everyone. Lord, I pray that you would, for the sake of that family and of Carlos, and just heal them. Heal their family, heal him, bring him towards you, give him new life in you. Why, that is so, so heart-wrenching to me. And I pray that you would bring that family back together. Lord, I want to pray for, I'm forgetting names now, but a woman and her husband named Tim. Tim is struggling with ALS. I think they're in Kentucky, Lord. That is very, very hard to have someone you love. Hey, Daily Audio Bible family, I am calling in to ask for prayer for the people of the Philippines. There was a earthquake right off of Mindanao yesterday, I believe. I have been to the Philippines once, and I made some good friends in the city of Tagum, which is not very far from Mindanao. While none of the people I know were directly affected, I know that there were plenty of people there that have lost homes, and some lives were lost. So that is heavy on my heart, and I would love prayer and encouragement for them. Thank you so much. I appreciate this community and all that it is. Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm listening to, I believe it's August 12th. Now I'm a couple months behind. And there was a prayer request come in for a 7-year-old girl named Layla, who's having a surgery on August 7th. So I know that's already passed, but I still wanted to pray over it and the after effects. I don't know anything about it besides that it was an abdominal surgery and it was pretty serious. Lord, we lift up Layla in prayer. She is, I don't know how she's feeling, but I know that her mom, Liz, is probably really anxious about this. I don't know anything about what happens or what will need to happen, but God, I know that big surgeries and health problems are a very scary thing, and Lord, I pray that you would, one, heal Layla, but two, heal the family from worry and anxiety and any hurt that anything may have caused. Lord, I pray that you would increase their faith and move them closer to you throughout this, and your light would be radiating out of that family. In your son's name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. This is Elizabeth from Delaware calling, and I'm asking if you would please lift up my dear friend Monica, who's back in the hospital with, we're not really sure what's going on, but something with her small intestine. So, Lord, we just lift her up to you. As it says in your word, the eternal God is Monica's refuge and dwelling in place, and underneath are your everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. Thank you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that Monica would feel secure and feel confident because there is hope. Yes, she looks around, takes rest in your safety, and she lies down in peace that none can make her fear. Thank you, Lord, for that blessing in Job 11, 18, and 19. And also it says in your word, you are Monica's hiding place from every storm of life. You will keep her from getting into trouble. You surround her with songs of victory. Psalm 32, verse 7. And lastly, Monica trusts and confidently relies on the loving kindness and the mercy of God forever and ever. We will thank you and confide in you forever because you have done it. You have delivered Monica and kept her safe. We will wait on and hope in and expect in your name. Psalm 52, 8, verses 9. Thank you, dear prayer warriors. We lift this all to you, Lord, for you and your prayers that you would minister to her. The doctors don't know why she has a blockage in her small intestine, Lord, but she's in a great deal of pain and been waiting for answers for a number of days now, Lord. So we thank you for what you're doing in all this and the wisdom you're giving the doctors and nurses and the peace you're filling Monica and her husband with in this really scary and painful time in their lives. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. And thank you, prayer warriors, for lifting her up. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
KSD, I am so sorry. I don't have words. I'm praying for you. I love you. This is His Grace is Sufficient.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Deuteronomy 28:12. Father God, we lift up to you today Randy, who is ministering to Marlene's son while he's in prison. Father, just as you opened the heavens to bless the work the Israelites were doing for your kingdom, we pray the same for Randy. Father, he is a faithful servant, concerned with the salvation of your children. Will you please heal his body so that he can bless others and continue the good work he is doing for your glory? Father, open your treasury of blessings on Randy so that he will never have to ask others for assistance. Father, continue the work in the heart of this young man so that he will only seek to bless you with all you're doing in his life. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Love you, Marlene. Please let us know how Randy and your son are doing.
Good morning. I want to lift up Kingdom Seeker Daniel. I believe that was him. Just crying out, Lord, so we just lift him up and we pray that you hear the cries of his heart. You hear the grieving and this pain and the sadness that's consuming him right now. And that you just be with him and be his baseline, be his foundation. Just allow him to exist and grieve and heal as long as it takes, Lord. Just keep him calling out to you in this pain, in this loss. We pray that even in the deepest, darkest crevices of pain that he's existing in right now, that he can be a light to his ex-wife, to his daughters, to his kids, Lord. Everyone seems broken by this. Just allow him to be a vessel for your love, Lord, and allow your Holy Spirit to consume him and use him, Lord. In your son's name I pray, Holy Spirit, come. I pray that you cover him and his family. Holy Spirit, come.
It is October 13th. Shalom. It's God's completed Jew. I just heard a desperate prayer for a gentleman. I thought I recognized your voice, but I don't think you said your name. and my heart is breaking, and I am in tears for you, sweet, sweet brother. And the more you cried out to Jesus, the more my spirit spoke to me and said, yes, yes, Jesus, yes. You just cry out to Jesus, who loves you so much. And we just lift your whole family up to God's throne for grace and mercy. And I just want you to know I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. I grieve with you. I grieve. My whole body grieves with you. We don't know the circumstances, but God knows the circumstances. And God loves you, and God loves your family. And I'm sorry if you said your name. I must have missed it, and I thought I recognized your voice. But, oh, my God, we love you. We love your family. Lift your family up in prayer for all God's comforts, for all God's blessings, for all God's shalom. In the mighty name of his precious and mighty Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, we pray. Oh, let him hold you in his arms, sweet brother. Let him comfort you and draw near to him.
Hi, family. It's Tamika from Harrisburg. I was just listening to today's reading, and I wanted to call in for, I believe it's Dee's father. Apparently, he was found dead with the mother. The mother was actually the one that found him. But he has three sisters, Bianca, Sheena, and Hannah. And I just, Father, I come boldly before your throne of grace, lifting all of them up. For your word tells us that we can pray for those who are afflicted. So as an intercessor, I stand in the gap, lifting all of them up before you in prayer. Father, your word says that you are God of all comfort, who comforts our hearts in times of tribulation. I therefore call upon you for all of them. And I pray that you will comfort all of their hearts. Your word says that there is a time and a season for everything under the heavens, including a time for weeping and mourning. During this time, I pray that you would walk with all of them closely. Let them feel your comfort. Comfort them. Help them through the time and the season of grief and despair. And may you also be... would you also pour your healing balm over all of their hearts, all of their minds, all of their consciences? Father, I thank you for being our peace in the midst of our storms. So in the midst of the storm in their lives, I pray that you would be their inner peace, flood their minds, their hearts, and their entire lives with your peace, the peace that passes all understanding, your word. You are our refuge. You are our strength, and you our very help, our very present help in times of trouble. So, Father, be there. Be there for them.
God's grace. You held me close when I was far. Unquenchable, insatiable was my heart. Removed chain links long embedded. Piece by piece, you salved the shredded. You stayed my cries in darkest nights, and by your grace restored my sight. Guided back to hope and peace by God's own hand, a slave released.
This is Eyes of a Dove calling in again. This is for my sister, Christy, in Kentucky. Man, I don't even know what to say either. Daniel has lost his son, and that's my worst nightmare, to lose any of my kids. I don't think I could even function. And you've lost your beloved husband, Tim, who I've had the pleasure of seeing over live stream when we did our Bible studies together, and the love you guys shared. What a sweetheart he was and is. You know, my mother-in-law, her husband, who was had a sweetheart for 50 plus years, he still comes now and then to her dreams. The Lord allows it. She's seen little glimpses of heaven. She says it's like looking through a kaleidoscope of beautiful colors. And behind those colors, if she squints, she can see people moving around. And I just ask the Lord would give you those dreams and visions of where Tim's at and bring you great joy that you would be filled with love, and that he would allow Tim to come to you in your dreams and comfort you as you process and grieve. That the Lord would fill you with friends in your home to help you get through the adjustment of the lonely times. Getting used to not having his voice there is going to be hard, seeing his clothes and all those smells. I can't imagine what that must be like for you, but I know what my mother-in-law went through and is still going through to this day. I love you, Christy. It's at these times that I wish Daniel and you lived next door to me and I could come bake you a cake, give you a hug, wipe your tears, and just give you companionship. But I'm here for you. I'm always here. I love you both. God bless.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Jacqueline from Montana, blessed in the Bitterroot. Today is Tuesday, October 14th. I heard KSD call in yesterday about his son, and it literally broke my heart. So I'm just calling in for that. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up KSD and LOV and their whole family, Lord. I just ask for you to give them support and love and help them through this very trying time. We know that you are all powerful, Lord, and you can help them through this time. So I just lift them up to you. We love you and we praise you, Lord. And thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope everybody has a great rest of your day. And I love you all. This is Jacqueline from Montana, blessed in the Bitterroot.
Hi, guys. It's Eyes of a Dove. As many of you know, our precious brother, Daniel Kingdom Seeker, lost D2. And he's grieving. So many of you have lost. Hands to heaven, I know you can relate. And you are close to Daniel, too. While I have personally reached out to Daniel, and so many of us have, I wanted to also place a prayer here for the Dab family that are not online. I'm sure you heard his message here as well, but I join every other voice and every other family. Praise for our Daniel. Something that I would never want to face. My Braden was suicidal. By the grace of God, I got to him before he jumped in the Snoqualmie River. He wanted to face that versus rejection because he had such shame about realizing he had homosexuality tendencies. The enemy is such a monster, devouring our children, weakening them, destroying them. Father, I just lift up Daniel. Father, you said when two or more were gathered, and oh, there's more than two here, Lord. There's bazillions of us. And we are lifting up prayers for Daniel's heart, for all his D2's siblings and the family that are affected by his passing. Father, would you comfort them? Have people sit with them in Shiva. Father, give Daniel a big fat squeeze and a hug from his dear Eyes of a Dove who loves him. Amen.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for October 13th. As they lived, gave, and loved in these ways, Paul's greatest desire, which had brought him to his knees, was accomplished. That the name of the Lord Jesus will be honored, but that's not all. And you will be honored along with him. These people he loved would share in the honor that Jesus himself had been given. Lord, forgive us for focusing on temporal matters in our prayers for our children. While we know that you care about every area of our lives, we do not want to neglect praying for the things that are most important to you and the things that will bring our children lasting joy and honor into eternity. So we ask you to enable our children to live a life worthy of your call. We ask you to give our children the power to accomplish all the good things faith prompts them to do. Then the name of the Lord will be honored because of the way our children live, and our children will be honored along with him. This is all made possible because of your grace. I love you, family.
Good day, DAB. This is Casey, the single-minded plumber. I would humbly like to ask if you would pray for my mother-in-law that she be cured of the horrible disease of alcoholism and addiction to illicit substances, to drugs, and from the trauma of her childhood, and that God would grant her more years on this earth, good years, to spend with her children. She is in the hospital. She's been in the hospital for about a week. They say that she's in the stages of congestive heart failure. And my wife just lost her father a couple years ago. And nobody's ever ready for this, but I would just like to ask God if he could give her more time, more good time to spend, and a cure from what plagues my mother-in-law. So I love you, and thank you for your time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 13th to pray over our children. We keep on praying for you, asking our God to enable you to live a life worthy of his call. May he give you the power to accomplish all the good things your faith prompts you to do. Then the name of our Lord Jesus will be honored because of the way you live, and you will be honored along with him. This is all made possible because of the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:11 through 12. Paul knew God intimately, and he understood the will of God that had been revealed to him in the scriptures. Because of this, when he prayed for the people he loved, he prayed for what he knew God wanted to do and provide. His prayers were never general or generic, never selfish or short-sighted, never for external or temporal matters. As we listen in on Paul praying for those he loved, we discovered he had something to teach parents about how to pray for the children we love. Paul asked God to enable these believers to live in such a way that they would deserve the name they bear, the name of Christ. In other words, he didn't want them to live with hypocrisy, calling themselves Christians while living in a way that was anything but Christ-like. He asked God to give them the spiritual power they needed to do the things the Bible instructed them to do. Such as exercise their spiritual gifts, endure under persecution, and provide for the needs of the poor among them. As they lived, gave, and loved in these ways, Paul's greatest desire, which had been brought to him to his knees, was accomplished. To be continued.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown from Evansville, Indiana. And we're doing the reading from October, and we're finding out that the people in the Old Testament were struggling, just like we struggle today, to maintain our faith and in the sight of all kinds of criticisms. And just knowing that Paul is with us, he knows what we're going through, and he is praying for us. So it's the people that are struggling in the Old Testament are struggling today. We're struggling with each other, and God is with us. And yeah, it is hard sometimes to face these things, but we're not afraid, and we have our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to help us navigate through these things, and to see that there were people, you know, ages ago that struggled with things. And we're no different. We're no different. And they love us, and we love them. And Jesus is Lord. He is Lord, and he is encouraging us to stay the course and not to get off the course, but to stand in our faith in Jesus and the Father.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Elizabeth, or Angel in Training, from Lexington, Kentucky. I'm calling this morning to reply to a heartbroken kingdom seeker, Daniel. My brother, I just don't even know what to say. Heavenly Father, Lord, please help us to help him and his family. Lord, I pray for Kingdom Seeker Daniel and his wife and his ex-wife as they grapple with the horrible burden of grief that they are called to bear. Lord, those winds, those gale force winds of life have come in and destroyed this lovely family. Father, we know you're good. We know you are righteous. You are just. Father, I just ask that you would carry them. Father, lift them up in your infinite strength and carry them through this unreal landscape of grief that they must walk through. I also want to lift up Sheena, Bianca, and Hannah.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we give ourselves to you. May we be the persons you want us to be, and may your will be done in our lives today. Father, holiness is gifted to us by you. When you take us up and clothe us in the righteousness of our Lord Jesus, making us like him, we desire to be holy because you are holy. Help us to live with love for our brothers and sisters and to offer Christian witness in all our daily tasks. Grant us grace in all our circumstances and help us to be a beacon of your love to humanity. Sanctify us by your love. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Sally from Alberta. This is Kay from Ohio. I am praying for your friend Jackie and her family. I know this is a hard time, and I was just sitting here thinking, God, thank you for warning signs. I thank God that she was able to go in because she had a headache, because her body alerted her, and that she was able to walk in there. That's, to me, that's a blessing. I pray that God just overwhelms them in the hospital during her recovery, and that they will trust God no matter what they see, hear, or feel, that they will say, God, what's next? What great things are you going to do? Because we can't do this. If you don't step in, it's not going to happen. So I pray that they give God the space. I pray that you give God the space to do what only he can do. And that all of our faith will grow as we hear what God is doing in other people's lives before he even reaches ours. And that just gives us strength and the courage to trust, because we hear him and we see him. Thank you, God, for hearing all of our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Our beloved Kingdom Seeker Daniel, I just heard your message about your son, and I want to send my condolences to you and to your ex-wife. But I want you to know that we love you. We are praying for you and for your entire family, for your daughters, for the relationship between your daughters and your mother, and the relationship that God will find with them and they with God. I pray that you would hold on to him. Only he can give you comfort. We are all praying for you in this family. We love you. And for all those that are bereaving this morning, wherever you may be for the loss of a child, if you're not calling in a parent that might have passed away, a beloved husband or wife, we are praying. I myself lost my mother not even 3 months ago. So I know that God is our ever help and our comforter. I cannot express my deepest condolences to you, Kingdom Seeker Daniel. It is devastating, and as your friend and sister in Christ, I hurt with you, for you, and for your entire family. I want you to know that I am praying here, and there are a lot of people praying for you around the world. We love you. God loves you. His plans are perfect, and we don't understand them, but he makes everything that looks horrible.
Good morning. This is Ransom from Ohio. I just want to encourage my brothers and sisters on the Daily Audio Bible. I've heard some testimonies of people that have had some near-death experiences and have come back to testify of meeting Jesus. It's really encouraged my heart about what heaven is like. And also, there's been some testimonies about hell, which have encouraged me that I don't want to go there. So, basically, the reason I'm calling today is because I know that prayer is a big deal with our group, and people are constantly calling for prayer requests. Some people that have had these near-death experiences have said that they see prayers coming to the throne room of God, much like trails from the back of airplanes, like trails, and then God answers those prayers, and he sends the angels back to answer the prayers of the saints. And I just want to encourage you, the next time you pray for someone, or you pray for someone on the Daily Audio Bible, don't feel like the prayers are just going up and hitting the ceiling, but they're actually literally going into the throne room of God, and God is hearing your prayers. And he's making decisions about your prayers, and he sends those back with angels. So do not be surprised as we hear more and more people having prayers answered. I hope this is a visual that you can see, like I begin to see, that prayer is a powerful tool that God asks us and encourages us to do, because he wants fellowship with us. He wants relationship with us. He wants always to be in touch with us. So I encourage you to look at prayer differently today. God bless you, all my brothers and sisters around the planet. Continue to pray and watch God.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier. Just calling to pray for the Debris. I want to pray for our precious brother KSD and his family that lost his son. Oh, Lord, I ask you to be with that family. Oh, Lord, they need your strength. Father, they need your strength. We know that the son is in a place of peace. Lord, we just ask you to have your way. Touch his ex-wife who found out about the child. Oh, Father, we ask you to be with the Debris. We ask you to be with Jill and Brian. We ask you to be with those that have lost their loved one. Oh, Father, you strengthen them. Lord, he needs you like never before. He needs you, Lord. Jesus cried at the grave of Lazarus. Lord, you have your way. Father, we ask you to strengthen KSB and their family, Father. Oh, Lord, they need you like a flower in the rain. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for touching those that have lost their loved one, even me and the loss of the ones in my family. Father, you have your way. In the name of Jesus, you strengthen KSB. Oh, Father, you strengthen the lady of victory. Lord, have your way. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the protection of Jill and Brian. We thank you for the protection of our family and our nation. Let your will be done in this nation, and the nation be set free. When your righteousness will exalt this nation, that sin will love you, will take away the reproach. Sin will the reproach to your people. Father, you have your will. In Jesus' name. Have a good day, David.
Hi, this is John Bruce Pope, Sr. Fear has gripped and grappled and controlled me most of my life. So I'm going to step away from fear and step to faith. And I want to praise God for his victory that he'll be giving me next week and the week after. I have court hearings and proceedings. So I pray for that. And I want everybody to join me in praise. I also want to pray for my parents' health, Joy and Travis. They are the staples of our family, the columns, and they need help with their health from God. And lastly, I want to pray for my kids and wife. We are facing a divorce, and I want God's will no matter what. So thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless.
KSD, I'm weeping with you, brother. God hears, God knows. Oh, God will carry you, and he will carry you. Thank you so much for coming in and showing people how to grieve. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. The shortest words, but the most comforting. Jesus wept. My former husband had to go to the coroner's office and confirm that it was our son that was dead at 27. I got the phone call with no preparation. Are you driving? No. Josh was dead. But God gave me a vision. And just now, when I heard you speaking and crying out, I see D2 in Jesus' arms. I know that he's got all your daughters and all my children in the palm of his hands. He loves them even more than we do. He cares for my former husband, your former wife. Lord, we pray for them. We pray healing over our homes, our families, what the enemy has meant for harm. You are turning and will turn for good. When they get to the end of themselves, you are there, Lord. Doesn't matter how far they run from you, Jesus, you will show up. Because God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you can't trace his hand, when you can't trace God's hands, trust his heart.
Hi, good morning. This is Blessed in the Ozarks. I want to pray for Kingdom Seeker Daniel. I heard on yesterday's podcast that his son had passed. I'm praying for you and your family. When I heard you and you're crying in your sorrow, it tore my heart out. You are such a blessing to this community. So God, today I lift up Kingdom Seeker Daniel and his family and his ex-wife that he asked us to pray for and get him through this time. Bring him through. Let him lean on you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Abba, thank you. Help. Thank you and God bless.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch for when the giants in your life confront you. This one is based on 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you know that you are God's sanctuary and that the Spirit of God lives in you? Here's your declaration. I am a temple in which God dwells. You know, the more we allow the Holy Spirit to fill us, the less room there is for things that don't matter. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hello, my name is Sherry. I live in Arizona. I need prayer for both of my boys. They are Christians, but they've strayed, and the one's getting a divorce. from the wife. And they have always been a strong Christian family. And he's lost. So I just need you to pray for John Bias and his brother Michael. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. And thank you for your prayers.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch, because you never know when a giant will rear its ugly head. This one is based on Colossians 1:22. But now he has reconciled you by his physical body through his death to present you holy, faultless, and blameless before him. Here's your declaration. I am blameless and beyond reproach. I encourage you to look this verse up in some other translations. And I also found it interesting when I looked up the difference in the definitions between blameless and sinless. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for October 14th. We all deserve to drink from this cup. But the good news of the gospel is that God's own Son consumed this cup of judgment so that all who put their faith in him do not have to drink it. Because he drank the cup of God's wrath, we and our children have been handed another cup, one filled not with judgment, but with salvation. I will lift up the cup of salvation and praise the Lord's name for saving me. Psalm 116:13. Lord, we deserve to drink from the bitter cup of your wrath, but Christ has emptied it in our stead. Now you hold out to us the cup of salvation. May our children take this cup and drink deeply from it with great gratitude. I love you, family.
This is Grateful in Tennessee. I'm calling in for KSD today, and Kingdom Seeker Daniel, I wanted you to know that I was praying a lot yesterday, last night, this morning for your family and for reconciliation with your family, with the daughters and their mother and each other. And that's all. I just wanted you to know that I'm praying for you. Appreciate you. Love you. And to the rest of the DAB, love you guys. I'm grateful for this being on this journey with you guys. So anyway, with that, I'm signing off. This is Grateful in Tennessee.
Hey, everybody. This is Casey, the single-minded plumber. I wanted to lift up to the Lord today a man named Michael Short. You called in, and we're asking for prayers. So I am here with my prayers for you, encouraging you. Heavenly Father, just be with this man and lift him up. Thank you that he has been a good father and has taken care of his kids. Thank you for all his hard work and dedication to his family. Please bless him. You are a great provider, and you can bring him everything that he needs, and you already know what he needs, and I know that you are working for good in his life. Please lift him up and his children. Strike off of him the any struggles with lust that he's having. He's not going to need those where he's going. And just give him everything that he needs to succeed and be a wonderful father. And I also pray that he finds a wonderful wife to raise these kids with. And I love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day, everyone.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. I'm calling in regard to the woman. I apologize, I did not catch your name, but you called in for two of your kids who are going to go to a psychedelic yoga retreat. And it just really caught you off guard, which is understandable, especially when you're, you know, talking about people that you believe to be, you know, pretty straight-laced. And I just want to pray for their salvation as you requested. So let's pray for that. Father in heaven, We praise your holy name. We thank you, God, that you provide for us in the way that you do. And we ask that today would be the day of salvation for this woman's adult son and adult daughter. God, who are looking at going away to this yoga retreat next month that sounds like maybe it's not in their best interest. God, psychedelics aren't going to solve their owies and their heart's needs. And I just pray that they would find you, Jesus, that they would find you today, that they would know you, that you would be the answer to their prayers, to the holes in their lives and the holes in their hearts that only you can fill. We thank you for these, for answering these prayers in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And I'm a couple of days behind, and I heard on the reading, I was listening to a lady praying for her sister who's found nodules in her lungs, and she wants prayer. And also, I've forgotten her name now, her catch name, but the lady who lost her son and her dad has slipped back into addiction. So Lord God, we lift up these two precious ladies to you, and we ask, Lord God, that you bring healing in their hearts and their souls and their bodies and their mind. One to the sister who's got these nodules in her lung, Lord. Oh gosh, may they be innocent and non-cancerous and easily healed. We pray, Lord God, for healing over this other lady who lost her son. I lost my son a year and a day ago, and I know it's one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through. But Lord, we have you. We have you in all circumstances, because you will never leave nor forsake us. And I pray in the blessed name of Jesus that your peace, your presence, and your protection be upon each and every one of us. Be merciful to us as we recover through the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 14th to pray over our children. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said to me. Take from my hand this cup filled to the brim with my anger, and make all the nations to whom I send you drink from it. When they drink from it, they will stagger. Crazed by the warfare I will send against them. Jeremiah 25:15-16. The Lord gave his prophet Jeremiah a vision in which he handed Jeremiah a cup filled to the brim with his anger. Jeremiah took the cup first to Jerusalem, God's own city, and then to all of the kingdoms of the world, and made them drink from it. It is a picture of terrifying judgment against every kingdom that opposes God's kingdom and does evil. Yet it is also a picture of judgment that has been prepared for every sinner who rejects God and his Son, Jesus Christ. When this cup, filled with God's white-hot, punishing anger against everything evil, was set before Jesus, he prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Matthew 26:39. Jesus agonized as he anticipated the anguish of drinking the cup of judgment and experiencing the resulting break in relationship with his Father. But he did drink it, every last drop. To be continued.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. Just heard a gentleman call in. I think I'm listening to you. I think I'm on the October 4th prayer and encouragement line. And his last name was Pope. I want to say his first name was John, but I apologize since I didn't catch that. But I did catch the last name was Pope. Recently released from prison, and then about 3 weeks later was rearrested, and now is asking for prayer for release once again. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We come before you, Lord, on behalf of this man who is requesting release from prison again, Lord, after being rearrested. And God, you know all of the ins and outs of his story and the details of this release and then the rearrest. And God, we just pray that you would hold this man
that you would hold this man, whether he is still incarcerated at this time or has been released. God, would you walk alongside him? May he feel and know your presence without a shadow of a doubt, Lord, that he would know that you are with him and that you would encourage his heart. I pray for great wisdom for those who represent him, great wisdom for the people who are making decisions about his life, including himself, and a special hand of protection over his wife and children at this time, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all these things and ask for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Learning to Completely Trust in the UK. I'm just calling in to ask for prayer for my mental health. My mind is just like going, I don't know, thousands of speed per minute, and it's getting really bad. I will be trying to get counseling, so I've found a therapist, I'll try to keep up with the therapist, and I'm still doing my fasting, not as much as I should. But I am still doing my fasting, and I'm still doing, you know, listening to DAB and being positive. It's just, I will wake up in the morning, I'm just scared, and I'm like, oh my God, I just opened my eyes. What am I scared about? If something negative happens, if something happens, I literally go to the most extreme of how worst or the worst possible scenario, and then it takes me so long to come back to the positive, and that just drains me, and I am so tired. So just asking for prayer, please. Please pray for my mental health. My husband is worried, my kids are worried, I'm worried. It's not really bad, but it is bad enough, and I don't want it to get worse. So please, I'm asking for prayer for my mental health. Thank you so much, and God bless you all. Bye.
Hi, this is Minita. My sweet siblings, how's everyone doing? I've been listening to everyone without stopping and praying without ceasing. So many prayers going up to the heavenly places. Heard that D2 has died. That is super sad. My prayers are with the family. I pray for the sisters and the daughters and the mom who is suffering, was devastated. And I'm praying for the dad that God will give him strength. Oh, Father, embrace this family, bond these daughters, Father God, with their mom and their dad, Father God, through as they go through this sad situation, your God. And thank you, Father, for I know you are Jehovah Rapha, you are Jehovah Shalom, you are our peace and our healer, Father, in Jesus' name. I also wanted to ask my dead family if you can please keep me in your prayers. I'm going through a procedure on Thursday, October 16th. I pray that everything will go well. I trust my God, and may we all set our eyes on Jesus, no matter what happens, that we are ready for his coming, or ready for a last day of life. Just always prepare. And God bless you all. I love you all. A big hug, okay? Take care and stay close to Jesus. Praying for all of you. A big hug. Bye-bye.
This is Forgiven Child of God, and I am calling in first a praise and a thank you for y'all praying for our 16-year-old daughter who has been at a residential treatment facility for almost 2 weeks now. Thursday will be 2 weeks. She spent her 16th birthday there, which we were able to visit her. The last two nights she has called and asked that I pray over her before bedtime. And this is huge. So huge, because she has just, she goes to church because she knows that's what we require, but she does feel forced. And I started with just a concern of her finding a common group of people, possibly in the alphabet community, the LGB, whatever, I can't keep track of all the letters. And so that has been a concern, but God is working. And I just want to thank y'all and sing praises of thankfulness for God working in this situation. We have no idea how long she'll be there, but thank you. And then I want to pray for, I think it's Daniel, KSD, for the loss of his brother, his son, D2. And Father, I just ask that you just give them comfort and peace in this very, very difficult loss and reconciliation amongst the family members, and just lift them up and wrap your arms of comfort and peace around them. We love you, Lord, and we thank you.
Hello, this is Cherry from Claremore, Oklahoma, and I wanted to speak to Christy from Kentucky. I didn't want to just stop with sending you encouraging text, Christy. I wanted to openly and publicly honor you on this platform, by acknowledging Tim's passing and to let you know you are so loved by so many, and to remind you that you're not alone. And those words were spoken to me at one point in my life, and I actually have it written on my mirror. I'm not alone. In my bathroom, I see it every day. And just know that, aside from our Heavenly Father, you have a community that loves you. And we're here in the backdrop, mourning right along with you. And I also wanted to acknowledge a Nicole. She says, Christ redemption story for the children. She called in, and thank you so much for sharing this. It was good. But you said the greatest channel our Lord uses to bless our children is through obedience. And it's important we build obedience into their character. And it's like, wow, you nailed it. And in obedience, the safety, of course, our theme, right? But also blessings in that. And so thank you for the refocus on that. And also, hopeful daughter in Washington, you shared about your son and also encouraging us to call in. And actually, that's why I'm going to make a separate call about my own personal prayer request, was because of you. So thank you for that.
Salutations, my TAP family. I used to be his little songbird, but I'm changing my name to Broken Vessel, because this morning I heard KSD come on and D2 is dead. Father God, I want to lift up Kingdom Seeker Daniel and his family, Lord. I ask, Father, that you would be his portion through the pain and through the trial. Father, I ask that you would undergird your son and his family, Lord. I ask that you would be the wind underneath his wings, that you would lift him up, and you would show him that you can use this for your glory. Lord, I ask that you please wrap your arms around Kingdom Secret Daniel and his whole family and his daughter's father. I ask that you would call them and draw them back to your heart. Oh, Lord, I put this all at your feet, and I ask each love on your kids. Help them through this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Paula calling from Albuquerque. It is Wednesday, October 15th. I pray that you all are having a wonderful week, continuing to pray for Jill and Brian, in their travels, and for protection over their family while they're gone. Just finished listening to the podcast, and the piece in Jeremiah, before you even gave your little commentary, Brian, I immediately thought of when Jesus was arrested and tried. So thank you for that. I also want to encourage the mom of Ella to continue to pray for her, and we continue to lift her up, that she would be delivered from the anorexia. Also, a praise report for my son. I called, I think, last week. I can't remember, but he was allowed to go home. He has another hearing later this month. He's had a couple of interviews because he lost his job over all of this craziness. Please continue to lift him up. He's in the Word, but I think he may still be dabbling in the Quran. Anyway, I just thank you all. And then, Brian and Jill, y'all need to come to Albuquerque the first 2 weeks in October, because hot air balloons are everywhere, and we have like 1,000 that go up on the first day of the balloon fiesta here. I thank you, and I love you all. Continue to...
Hello, this is Cherry from Claremore, Oklahoma. Again, this is my dab day. I go eons without calling in over the years, and then I'll, have some urgent stuff. And I want to thank Hopeful Daughter in Washington for encouraging us to call in when I heard you sure about your son, and then the encouragement to call. I thought, yes, she's so right. So here it is. Wow, here comes the tears. I called in earlier just to encourage some people. And then my second call was about custody of my baby granddaughter, and then the parents taking her after 3/4 of her life being with me, and not being able to see each other. And this one is for a man that I've been with for 13 years, been in love with him definitely 13 years. We're going to get married, but all that kind of came to a halt, you know, because of alcohol. And those of you that have people you love on alcohol or any addiction, really don't need to expound on it. Unfortunately, you know. And so, sorry, sitting here talking about my baby granddaughter and all this stuff with Greg. He was gifted with this amazing body that endures, this brilliant mind, this great personality, a tender heart, wonderful man, but I don't get to see him very often because of the alcohol. So just please pray that this stuff's going to end, because it's almost killed him right now.
Good morning. This is His Beauty for My Ashes. It's been a while since I called in, but I was listening to the October 15th prayer line, and a young man by the name of Dylan called in, and he was expressing that he was having some trouble with trusting God and just some issues he was going through. He's a student in college, and I just wanted to encourage him. I have a son. He's in grad school, and he's going through some emotional things as well. And I just want to pray for you both. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift both Dylan and Brandon up to you. God, you see what they struggle with, Lord. You know every issue that they are facing. I just pray, Lord, that you would encourage them, God. I pray, Lord, that you would give them understanding. God, I pray, Lord, that you will open up their spiritual ears that they may hear your voice and know that you are concerned about every little thing that they're concerned about. You love them and you only want the best for them. Just like Jeremiah 29:11 says, that you want to give them a hope and a future, and you don't want to harm them. So God, I just pray, Lord, that you would just touch their mind, God. Give them the mind of Christ, Lord. Silence the noises in their mind and open the eyes of their heart, God. They need to see you, just like the song says. But God, I just pray that you would encourage them, that you would direct their path, that they would trust you, God, and then they would know that you are for them. Be encouraged, Dylan.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. And I just heard, actually heard a couple of prayer requests from Billy from Wetumpka. And one of them was regarding your brother and just his ongoing experiences with this cancer journey that he's on. And then you also called in to pray for somebody that you were mentoring named Robert, who is looking for a job. And it sounds like he's got a bead on a job that also has benefits, which would be awesome. So let's lift both of these brothers before the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today, again, trusting you for your provision. Again, so thankful to have a God who cares about every last detail of our lives and is working all things for good for those who love you. And so I pray, God, that you would do a mighty act of healing, just that you would place your hand on Billy's brother, Lord, and heal him from this cancer in Jesus' name. Lord, until that day of healing comes, would you walk alongside him and his wife and their family as that support, and it certainly is so necessary, and it certainly weighs on not just the one, but the all. And Lord, I also pray for Robert. God, would you show up for him in this way, Lord, the provision of a job, Lord, that he would be able to work this job well, be a great example of a man of integrity, and that most of all, he would know you and love you, Jesus. In your name, amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Summer in the Songbird in Nebraska, and today is October 14th. Brian and Jill, you were sharing about the potter in Turkey. And Brian, you said, anything outside the hands of the master goes lopsided. Oh, man, is that a good word. Anything outside the hands of the master. How often I have tried to take control of my own life. How often, how many years not being obedient and saying, yeah, Jesus, I love you, but I got this. This is still my life. I wasted so many years and so much went lopsided. And now that I am surrendered and surrendering again every day, life is so much better. And I am so grateful. So thank you for that word. I also want to pray for Kingdom Seeker Daniel. Lord God, I lift up Daniel and his family. They are heartbroken. They are heartbroken over the loss of D2. We ask that you, Mighty Potter, the Potter, would take a hold of the lives of all these family members and mold them to your perfect will. You are the master. Fix our lopsidedness, You're the only one who can. But we also know there is nothing too big for you to redeem, mighty Redeemer. We love you, Jesus, and we praise you, and we pray in your holy name. Amen.
Hi, this is Cherry from Claremore, Oklahoma. I called in sometime in September prior to a court date for the custody. I'd filed emergency custody for my baby granddaughter, who I had as she just turned 7 months until she's almost 25 months when I had to give her back to her parents. Court ordered here in Oklahoma, they don't protect the children, and they are just bent to pair up the biological parents with the children, no matter what's really going on. So that's what happened. On the day I had to take her back, it was extremely traumatic for the both of us. I'd been trying to kind of build her up, that we were going to go see her mom and dad, and put a few things in the car and came in the house and said, well, let's go get in the car. You know, it's time to go see your mommy and daddy. I was trying to seem cheerful, and she just started screaming like she's terrorized and took off running from me, saying, no, yeah, yeah, no. And she ran to the back door, the sliding glass door, and started banging on it, wanting out. And as I got closer, she turned, she looked at me, she ran. She was running around the table, under the table, ran to the bedroom, slammed the door, crawled under the bed. Her eyes, I can't get rid of the image as I had to drive away from her. And now she was looking at me. And the mother had said she will never be able to return here again. They didn't give a rip about her before, but now, you know, there's this control game. I just want to see her. I'd like her to be able to come back here. I mean, it's just, it's traumatic for her just to be snatched up like that. So if you could just pray the mother's heart would be softened and she would be allowed to come back here and be with, like, her grandma.
Hello from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio. This is Daniel Johnson, Jr. A few prayer requests and praise reports all in one here. My dad, same name as me, had back surgery recently. It was a 7-hour surgery that has been successful. He's recovering at home. But shortly after he had come home, my stepmother wanted me to go to the hospital for low potassium and some other things that she had going on, a UTI. She's now back at home as well. So that's all very, very much an encouragement that's happened within the last week. I'm recording this on Wednesday, October the 15th, 2025. Last night, yesterday, my daughter was driving home from work and her right tire just popped off. She was somehow able to veer off to the, we're on the highway, she was somehow able to veer over to the side of the road safely without getting into an accident herself, and was able to call for emergency road assistance. My wife and I, we drive that same pathway home, so we were able to pull up behind with her and guide her during that same time. 5-6 hours later, we finally got roadside assistance. Snafu of a situation, but I wound up sharing my faith with the tow truck driver, who was his very first time ever driving a tow truck himself, lives in our area. And he and his family have been looking for a church. So praise be to the Lord God Almighty for using such a great situation like that, even maybe to bring my daughter back to him, to so that she, as she sees the gracious glory and mercy of God in all of this. So from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio, God bless you. It's Daniel Johnson, Jr. Make it a great day.
Hey, family. L. Deacon calling from Clarence, New York. Dylan, I just heard your call. And you're absolutely right. People call with many problems, challenges. But don't forget, mental health is so ignored. Read James 1:2. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face troubles of any kind. I know you said you like to read the Bible, pick up Colossians chapter 3, read that through a few times. Get yourself into the Spirit. Don't worry about learning everything you can. Do the Lord's Prayer. Spend some time talking to Him, and He'll talk to you. Colossians 3, I think, will help you out a lot. God bless everybody. Ciao, baby.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Shantae calling from Port St. Lucie, Florida, and I wanted to call in and extend my condolences to Christy in Kentucky for the loss of her husband, and to Kingdom Seeker Daniel on the loss of his son. My heart aches for the both of you as you grieve and as you navigate this really difficult season. I'm just praying for your comfort and your strength for the both of you and for your families. And, your DAB family is here with you. And we're keeping you both lifted up in prayer. And so just know that you are loved and being prayed for. I mean, I know you know that, but just wanted to call in and just let you know that both of you are heavily on my heart. Alrighty. Love you both and love you all, Daily Audio Bible family. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for October 16th. Paul's story demonstrates that even someone who grows up in a scripture-saturated home only to turn violently against Christ is not beyond the patience of God. Paul wrote, God had mercy on me so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of his great patience with even the worst sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in him and receive eternal life. 1 Timothy 1:16. Lord, we confess that we are often impatient to see change in our children's life, even though you are so very patient with us. You often seem to take your time to draw your own to yourself. You sometimes allow those who belong to you to rage against you before they finally bow before you. Help us to trust your timing as you patiently pursue our children to become all that you intend for them to be. I love you, family.
This is Hands to Heaven with another stone for your pouch. For those giants that come calling. This one is based on Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, its strength, its quality, how can its saltiness be restored? It is not good for anything any longer but to be thrown out and trodden underfoot by men. Here's your declaration. I am the salt of the earth. Most of us, when we think of salt, we think of enhancing the flavor of our foods. But salt has multiple uses. I encourage you to look it up. Just a few of the ones that I found were killing weeds, deterring garden pests, polishing, sanitizing, and cleaning. Think about that the next time you think about the fact that you are the salt of the earth. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Gratefully abused. Have you ever felt grateful for the abuse you received? For who and where would you be now if your folks hadn't been deceived? If all your tears were from laughter instead of fear? If the hateful words uttered had been ones of affirmation and care? If you'd grown up knowing love, confident and secure? If your parents had paid attention? If life had been fair? Who and where would you be now? Who would your spouse and children be? For the roads of choices that led you to this place only exist in one reality. What demons would haunt you now? What fears would you struggle to face? What would your goals and aspirations be? What addictions would you embrace? No one goes through life unscathed. Each person still born into sin. The grass is never greener. There is no secret formula to win. Every person who is born will one day have to die, and the choices we make with the time we are given will be the memories we are remembered by. So today I choose to be grateful for the abuse that I received. I pray you can as well, and in this freedom find reprieve. Find your purpose, find your strengths, find your weaknesses, and rejoice. Each person is given different stats, but in the end, still all face the same choice. What to do with the cards we're dealt, what to do with the time we're given, and in the end, we face our Maker to give an account of how we were living. I'm not saying that I support or approve of abuse, but that God brings blessings out of any situation. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. I love you all.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is October 17th. Paula called in and would like us to pray for her son, who unfortunately is in jail. Lord, we pray he will have this opportunity to turn his life around, but more importantly, draw closer to you, be with him during this time. Father called in and unfortunately had to convey that his son, D2, had passed away. Lord, we ask that you be with his father and family as you go through the mourning and the loss and the passing of D2. Lord, we ask that you'd be with them, comfort them, and just let them know of peace. We pray for the other children, Shannon, I believe it was, Bianca, and then Hannah. We pray for them, Lord. We pray for reconciliation for the whole family, that they would communicate during this time and show your love and peace in this situation, Lord. As an uncle called in, would like us to pray for nephew Josh, who's just having a hard time functioning in society. He also would like us to lift up the mother Julia. So, Lord, we lift them up to you and pray for them and just understanding in the world that is out there. Samuel called in, would like us to pray for his 2-year-old son Thaddeus, who has spina bifida treatment that is coming up, their travels and everything. We pray everything will go well in that treatment and their travels. Loving Heart called in, would like us to pray for daughter Ella, who has anorexia and an eating disorder. But the good news is she's in college, finding friends, attending church, and doing Bible study. So we give praise and glory to you, Lord, and continue to be with Loving Heart and her family during this time. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and God bless.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 16th to pray over our children. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength to do his work. He considered me trustworthy and appointed me to serve him. Even though I used to blaspheme the name of Christ, in my insolence I persecuted his people. But God had mercy on me because I did it in ignorance and unbelief. Oh, how generous and gracious our Lord was. He filled me with faith and love that come from Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 1, 12-14. Paul grew up at the feet of Gamaliel, the best teacher of the Old Testament scriptures in his day. We read in Acts that Paul said, as his student, I was carefully trained in our Jewish laws and customs. I became very zealous to honor God in everything I did, just like all of you today. I persecuted the followers of the way, hounding some to death, arresting both men and women, and throwing them in prison. Acts 22, 3-4. So here was Paul, raised in an intensely religious home with the finest education in the scriptures possible from the finest teacher. And instead of seeing and believing in Christ, he became the most rabid persecutor of those who embraced Christ. Because he was exposed to so much light in the scriptures and raged against it, he described himself as the worst of sinners. If we had known him in the height of his violence against all who followed Christ, we would never have believed that he would follow the Lord himself. And we certainly would not have believed that he would serve Christ and lead his people in the way he did. To be continued.
Hey family, it's Mark. I wanted to reach out for my brother and one of my best friends, KSD. Brother, I know I'll communicate with you other ways, but I would like to pray with you publicly. And also Christy in Kentucky. Two people who were monumental in me finding God, along with so many others. So let's pray together, please. Father, I ask that you be with KSD and LOV and D2's mother. Father, we know how hard this is, how shocking this is, God, and how your will is so hard to accept at times. Father, I ask that you wrap them in your arms. I ask that you wrap Christy from Kentucky in your arms as well. And Father, as these people are suffering loss and as these things keep flaring up, and Father, help us to trust your will. Father God, we came to you with an open heart to change our lives, and we knew you would. And Father, we ask that you help us to accept those changes as they come. And Father, most of all, I ask that you be with these people and help them realize the lives that they have changed and that they have saved as they're suffering loss. It's in your most sovereign name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. I want to lift up a few prayer requests. First is Elizabeth. I'm calling for her son who's having nasal surgery to fix some breathing issues. Lord, we lift him up. We lift the doctors up. We just pray for a successful surgery and quick healing time. We pray for Dylan, that you would just show up for him in a real and mighty way. In your timing, and just give him the patience and perseverance to just keep showing up every day, keep waiting on you. Dylan, just some encouragement. If we look in the Word, David had to wait years and years and years to for the promise that he would become king to be fulfilled. Joseph had to wait years and years and years in prison, and then working his way up in Pharaoh's house before the prophecies about him were fulfilled. So just keep waiting, keep showing up, being faithful in the little, being faithful in the big things, just some encouragement. I want to pray for the father that called in for his son who has spina bifida. One of my best friends had spina bifida growing up, so this is special to me. I just pray for Thaddeus as he ventures to Thailand to undergo treatment. We pray for healing and successful treatment. Lord, we know that you can heal regardless of whatever treatment he's receiving. And then I want to pray for Ella, that you would just continue to work in her life, and we pray for the eating disorder to be healed. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It's October 17, 2025. And I want to say a prayer for ministers, pastors, evangelists, because this is pastoral month. October is, and going back to church month. So I feel like pastors have a lot of weight on them, because I was listening to a pastor talk about how he does a lot of funerals. I work with a pastor, and I just want to pray for them. I pray for these pastors, these ministers, these evangelists, whatever they call themselves, clergies, that the weight of this world that's on their shoulders, just like the cross of Jesus Christ, they serve you, Lord Jesus, and they live out their life for you. And they help try to win people to the kingdom of God, to bring them to heaven with them. I pray that you will take their weight and put it on your shoulders. The yoke yoke that's heavy, that you help them carry it and get through their daily lives, because I know more than the pastor, they have their own personal lives. Some of them are married and have children and spouses, and I pray, and wives, and I'm sure there's women pastors out there too. I pray that you just take the weight and carry it, and that you'll bless their lives today, everywhere they walk, everywhere they go, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you carry it on your shoulders, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It's October 16th, 2025. And I've been weighed down about finding a place over in South Lyon, Michigan, because I'm driving 50 miles to work, and on the way home I drive an hour and a half because the freeway is closed for 2 years, 696. So I've just been wanting God to open this door, but the prices of apartments are outrageous. It's like thousands to $2,000 apartments. Either the wages got to go up or the housing has got to go down. So I've just been praying that God would open up a door for me to move over there. I need to get out of this apartment because I got stuck in the elevator last week, and I had to call the fire department last week, and they said it happens all the time, people getting stuck in the elevator where I live. And then I had a water leak above me, and water on my rug, and there's mold and mildew in my apartment, and there's people smoking marijuana and stuff in my window. And I just really need to find another place to live. I would like God to open a door to me and cannot shut. I want to go back to church. COVID kind of messed me up going to church because you have to sit by yourself half the time. I just need some friends right now. And I want a prayer for a pastor that said he had to do a funeral for a baby, 9-month-old. So I don't know if I should say his name, but his initial is J, the letter J. So if you could just pray for him. I'm sure it's a lot of weight doing funerals for babies and funerals for anybody, especially when you're going to miss them. Thank you for your prayers. Bye.
Hello, my VAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for reminding us to focus on what is good in this world. Help us to keep our minds fixed on you, even when the world around us feels broken. Strengthen us, Father, to stand firm, with smiles on our faces and joy in our hearts, even when the world around us seems bleak. Teach us to see your goodness in everything, and use us to point people towards your goodness today. Guide us to always focus on your unwavering promises, and to find reasons to be positive and joyful, regardless of the circumstances we face. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, this is Winnie B. I was listening to the September 24th podcast, and I wanted to pray for, I think you said your name was Reb, that you are losing faith and you needed strength against sexual immorality. You know, I'm sure others have already called in and given you words of encouragement and have prayed for you, whether, you know, calling in or just behind the scenes. And so I just wanted to just, you know, add and just help as well. You know, we are totally helpless against our own sins. There's just no way we can overcome them. So you're doing the right thing by praying and calling in to ask for prayer. And, you know, just keep going toward God with it. Only He can help you overcome that. There's no way we ourselves can do it. And Father, I ask you, God, to strengthen him with the power of your might, God, and that you would grant him the weapons of war against the spirit of sexual immorality, God. He wants to walk with you. He wants to choose you, God. And I just pray, God, that you would grant him his request. You said if we ask for a fish, God, will you give us a stone? You won't. God, you'll give us what we desire, which is your will. And so, Father, I just thank you in advance, God, for blessing him with your grace, your will, your strength against this spirit, oh God. Greater is he that is within you, Reb, than he that is in this world. And it's not by your might or your power, but it's by the Spirit of God. And I pray God will teach you and show you how to overcome this spirit. But step one is you're doing the right thing, asking for prayer and looking to God, asking God to help you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. This is Elizabeth and Delaware calling in, and I wanted to ask your prayers for my dear friend Monica. She's currently been in the hospital for 5 days, experiencing major pain and stomach blockage, and her new doctor is on vacation, and she's just kind of been left waiting until he comes home, and she's experiencing pain, and there's been no relief for it. So, Lord, we just ask that you would redeem her and heal her and give her the doctor's care and attention that they can treat her for this pain that she's experiencing. In Jesus' name we pray. And as it says in your word, have mercy on me, or Monica, and be gracious to her, Lord, for she is weak and faint. Heal her, O Lord, for her bones are dismayed in anguish. As her soul, as well as my body, is greatly dismayed. So, Lord, I ask you to return to her and rescue her soul. Save her because of your loving and unfailing kindness and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. I also ask for prayers for my son, Brendan. He is contemplating a new surgery for sleep apnea, and we are concerned because my husband did new surgery for sleep apnea 25, 30 years ago, and it was the worst thing he ever did. It impacted his ability to swallow and eat and sleep, and we just want our son to be wise about this next major decision that he's contemplating, Lord, that you would give him wisdom and protection about this. And lastly, we want to lift up our dear Brian and Jill and Ezekiel and the team. We ask you to give them great sleep and lots of energy and their peace and safety on this trip, for God to protect them and open every opportunity to bless them, Lord. And that they, as they walk where Paul was led by God, that they could share the good news of Jesus Christ with everyone they meet. God bless you all, and we pray for you constantly. And thank you for your prayers for our dear friends and family. God bless. Bye-bye.
Daily Audio Bible. This is Ann in Texas. I want to mention a cause for rejoicing, considering that the DAB team has been in Turkey, Istanbul, and Israel. It is the 1700th anniversary of the Nicene Creed that was written about an hour from Istanbul in Nicaea 1700 years ago, and many biblical scholars view it as second only in importance to the Bible, the Word of God, throughout church history. So if you haven't read the Nicene Creed, I encourage you to do it, save it, print it out, frame it, memorize it. It's a timeless document of 1700 years. When we ask the question, Christian, what do you believe? We can answer with the Nicene Creed that summarizes what the Old and New Testament scriptures teach is the essence, the summary of Christianity. So what a wonderful blessing to celebrate that. And I want to thank everyone for praying for my shoulder that has 3 fractures. I will find out on the 23rd of October whether I can let it heal or whether I need a complete shoulder replacement, which I'm hoping not. We also found out my husband has a cancerous tumor in his kidney, but he's going to try to heal it through natural means and not rush into surgery. So we're having a lot.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Pastor Sandy. I want to pray for Dylan and give him some words of encouragement. Dylan, you called in today on October 15th, and you said you were lost, hopeless, angry, fearful. You're a college student with a job, praise God you love him and you don't want to lose your relationship with him. Brian in 2023, in his commentary of Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7, gave you the answer, and I want to paraphrase that. First of all, verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." This also means your thoughts in the Greek. Verse 4 through 6 gives us five things we need to do to get that peace. Number one, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Number two, verse 5, let your reasonableness, gentleness, kindness be evident to all. Number three, the Lord is always at hand. The Lord is always near. Number four, do not be anxious for anything. That's verse 6. The second half of verse 6 gives us number 5, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which...
Hi, fellow Dabber. Lori calling from Pennsylvania. It's October 16th. I'm calling to ask for your prayers and your strength. Your well wishes for my husband. He is in the ICU now. He's having problems with his oxygen levels, and they just had to move him up to ICU. I visited him today, and they had to intubate him. So he's very, very weak, and, you know, he just needs strength and healing and prayer. So I'm calling the community to ask for your prayers and strength for him and for myself. Thank you so much. Bye.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm calling in to pray for two people that I heard on the program today. Lord, I want to lift up Sean from the UK and his dad, who is currently recovering from a stroke, and the left side of his body is not doing too hot. Lord, to have a family member, someone who you know and love, to be affected like that, to be changed, is hard on the family and on Sean, just to see his dad go through that. Lord, I pray that you bring healing physically, but first and foremost, healing spiritually, and there would be growth and encouragement. You would be there with them. Lord, I want to lift up Eric from Colorado. His family is also going through something exciting yet difficult. His son is trying to move to the East Coast to take his job that he's wanted for quite a while, but it seems like there's just something else that's not going to work, or something that's going to be too much, or it's a one thing or the other. Lord, I know how frustrating it is to want to do things, but then there's just a combination of, well, if you do this, this won't happen, but if you don't do this, this can't happen, whatnot. And Lord, I just pray that you would...
Hi, I might be repeating myself. I think I messed up on the first prayer request. And might have erased myself. My name is Jackie. I live in Northern California. I'm 79 years old and have been listening to the Daily Audio Bible for 10 years. And I need prayer about moving. My daughter would like me to move out of the house and find my own place, and I don't know how to go about doing it. I'm full of anxiety and fear. And I find myself slipping into old habits to make the anxiety go away. And I know that's not right. So I just pray that you would all pray for me, that I make the right decision, or God shows us what to do. So I have enough time to get this all out. I just want to say that you're all like family. I need your prayers, your strength. And I pray for all those that are suffering so tremendously from illnesses and all the other things that we Christians go through. God bless you all. Keep me in your prayers. Thank you.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. Today is Friday, October 17th, and I just wanted to call in a praise report for good employers. And they make a world of difference. Maybe some can't pay the highest salaries, but they treat you well in other ways. They're sympathetic when you need to be off to change your work schedule, things like that. They provide free water in your break room or coffee, things like that. You always have the supplies that you need if you're in the office. You have Post-its and proper equipment, and they upgrade your computer so you can do the best work you can. I'm just thankful for those businesses. And I always want to be the 120% employee that gives it all. And I love what I do. But with the changing climate, the shutdown, I'm trying to stay focused on giving that best and not worrying, not letting the worry take over. So I'd appreciate prayers on that. And it just came to me this morning that at whatever age you are, you can continue to sharpen your skills, continue to learn, just like we continue to learn in God's Word every day with Brian and Jill and Ezekiel. So stay sharp out there and give it your all. I love you, and I pray for those that are seeking employment as well, covering you up. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Mary from North Carolina. I just got through listening to October 15th DAB and heard Dylan's request for prayer for what he is dealing with. And Dylan, I just wanted to let you know there is no prayer too insignificant or small for God or this community. And we come beside you and just uplift you. And I just pray right now that God covers your mind. He removes the fear and anxiety that you're feeling. Dylan, when I was listening to your request, I just kept sensing there's a breakthrough coming for you, and the devil is just trying to get you distracted and fearful so that you won't receive it or even see it. But God has got you in the palm of his hand, and he's ordering your steps, and you're never alone. And I pray that he sends the supports and friendships that you need right now to uplift your arms like Aaron and Hur did with Moses in the wilderness, because Dylan, you have a heart for him, and he knows that heart, and he loves you beyond measure. So you just hang on, keep hanging on to his hand. Let him love on you, stay the course, and let God be God in this situation. You'll see why you're going through this in a short time, and on the other side of it is blessings and answers to prayers that you've been praying for. Love you, man. Love everybody out there still praying for Jill, Dylan, and Brian and Ezekiel as they're on their trip. I pray daily for each one in this community worldwide. You all be blessed. Love you all. Bye-bye.